Maryland's News Now. On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Marlon Brown, Laquan Williams. And Millett. Flacco fires down the seam. Marlon Brown has it at the five and in for the Ravens. Touchdown. Oh, the Ravens may have found themselves a young receiver tonight.
That was a good moment from the offense last night. Maybe the best. The Ravens lost to the Panthers 34-27. Analyst on the Ravens Game Day Network, Stan White, joins us to rehash. Stan, great to talk with you.
Okay, Mary Beth.
Before we talk about the big game you have tonight, let's talk about last night's game. And how about we start with the offense?
Well, I did like that touchdown catch by Marlon Brown. They've been very high on him. He's a guy that had tremendous ability and then got injured his senior year and fell out of the draft status and landed with the Ravens. He's got a good chance of making the team and being a very productive player for them. I guess he's got one of those high ceilings that they look for of a kid coming back from an injury. But what I liked best about the offense was the first drive. When Marshall Yanda was in there, they ran the ball well. They threw the ball well. They did everything that you want the Ravens to do. And, I think you have to take away from the game. That was probably the only important thing, that first drive that they had.
Yeah, let's repeat that many times over in the coming games. Yanda looked good, and Lardarius Webb also came back pretty well.
Yeah, on the defense, I liked Lardarius Webb coming back and even playing. You know, I didn't even know he was going to play all the preseason. He played and showed a really good break on the football, which means he has confidence in that leg to push off of it. And I also like the fact that they stopped the run almost completely. I mean, Cam Newton's the only one who got, you know, any yardage at all. Besides them, they had, you know, maybe a dozen yards rushing. And you do that in the NFL, unless you turn the ball over, you usually win. But they turned the ball over.
Yeah, how good did Darryl Smith look?
Darryl Smith has looked good all three games. As I said, there's been a couple of assistant coaches saying right now he may be the best player or playing the best of anybody on the defense right now. And we got some highly skilled guys in Suggs and Doomerville and Nada and guys like that. But right now, Darryl Smith is playing at a very high level.
Do you think the priority right now has to be just sort of dealing with the inconsistent passing situation, just kind of getting the offense to click?
Yes, but you got to remember, they put out all those young guys with the first group last night. You know, unfortunately, one of the big mistakes was made by a guy in his third year, Camden Doss, who's trying to gain the trust of the coaches and of Joe Flacco, and that didn't help him last night. You know, not only did they not convert third down, not only did they get an interception, but it was a return for a touchdown. And, you just can't have those. Very rarely do you ever win when the other team has a return touchdown against you.
Yeah, and let's talk a little about Flacco. How did you think he looked? I know a number of people said that he didn't look so good to them.
We've heard that for 5 years, right?
That's true.
So good and all. I don't worry about Joe Flacco anymore. I know it's going to come together, and he's going to do the job, and he's going to win a lot of football games for this franchise. He was put out there with a lot of young guys last night. Even Camden Doss hasn't had much really playing experience, even though it's his third year. So, you know, he was put out there in a situation where they weren't on the same page. The good thing was Brandon Stokley looked like he's already on the same page with Joe Flacco, and that's going to help him immensely, having Stokley, in that slot receiver position.
Finally, I hear your Gilman is getting some network TV time tonight.
Yeah, a little ESPN. We're playing Good Counsel out of D.C. We play them every year, and it's usually a good game. I think we're both a little bit rebuilding from some key losses. We've had a lot of high-profile players over the last couple of years, and we've got some young guys, but we'll see how they, you know, it's like our preseason. You know, we're getting ready for our league, but we do it by playing some good teams, and it'll be a fun game tonight down at Towson State, at Johnny United Stadium tonight at 8:30.
Great, awesome. Our friend and analyst on the Ravens Game Day Network, Sam White, thanks for joining us.
Okay, Maribeth, thank you.